as a series of linked killings.
Yes, the modus operandi, everything points to a serial killer or killers.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I've come to ask about the desk.
Yeah, nice thing that. Victorian.
Where did it come from?
You want provenance?
Just looked like it belonged somewhere.
I got it from a dealer. Don't know where it comes from. Antique shops are like bus terminals. Stuff comes in and stuff goes out. A terminus.
Yes, well, if you say so.
Destinations and departures.
Very good. I've always wanted a roll-top desk like this. A bureau.
Yeah, they are popular. What line are you in?
Not that popular. I've been watching that one for weeks. Writer, I write.
Oh, what kind of things do you write?
Do I have to answer that?
No, just curious.
Cops and robbers. True crime. Well, true-ish. Made-up crime based, if somewhat obliquely, on real events. Isn't everything. Although we always say any relationship to persons real or fictional is entirely coincidental. Trips off the tongue. So it's all a blur, actually.
Really?
Really.
A desk like this should be an inspiration, then.
Well, we all need that.
Take a seat.
Ta.
How does it feel?
Great.
Did you ever have that feeling of complete knowing? Exquisite clarity, exquisite vision. That inner sense that, regardless of life's vicissitudes, everything will turn out well. A prayer answered. As soon as he sat down at the desk, he was in a different place. Transported to another world, and sadly for Finch, but happily for me, it was not a world of his making. It was a world of someone else's making, mine. The desk filled his head with pictures and filled his heart with vanity. It was electric, powerful, omnipotent even. And Finch was fluent in his resentment. He knew exactly what he had to do. The desk gave him the power. He'd pen a vicious narrative. He'd slaughter them all. That's what he thought.
How much is it?
500.
500?
Well, it all depends on how you value your aspirations. And just think where aspiration and inspiration could take you.
When can you deliver?
But I wanted to bring home to the reader the reality of the situation. So much of what we hear or think about crime is based on fantasy and fiction. Forensic reality is much more gripping.
Well, it certainly is. So this murder dubbed the Runner was the first of these linked murders?
Yes, that's right. Oh, I'm sorry. I should have switched it off.
No worries. Are your services required?
No. Sorry about that.